I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, 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 enjoy yourself. Alright, I've got it fixed now. Alright, enjoy yourselves, people. Okay, let's start again, shall we? It's 6 p.m, it's Friday night, you're listening to K2K Radio. You know what that means, don't you, folks? It's time for the Lil Show. That's right, your Friday dose of comedy here on K2K Radio. Going out live to everyone in Kilburn, to Kensal, and in between. What's in between Kilburn and Kensal? There's a discarded crisp packet floating around on the barrier between Kilburn and Kensal, and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. In fact, I made a 10-minute video of it and I put it on YouTube. It's called Walkers Flying. Anyway, I'm your host, Talal Karkouti. We've got 2 hours of comedy in store for you. A bit of music mixed in as well. And it's a Arab special. That's right, the Arabs are in. Quick, lock up your daughters. The Arabs are in the building. Arabs! Arab is not a four-letter word. It's a beautiful thing to be Arab and to be Arabic. And we want to share with you the joys of being Arab. Arabness. Arabic. I am an Arab boy. I have come from a good family. My father sent me here to make money and send home to the hungry, starving. No, we're happy. We're not hungry and starving. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's get on with it.
Ooh, if you wanna feel warm inside, there's a place you can go. It's funny all the time. It's all by the guy, super nice. L-I-L, London Info Live.
Doctor Listening, welcome to London Improv Live, the Lil Show. That's right, with me, your host, Talal Karkouti. I hope you've been doing well, Doctor Listening. Hope you've had a good week. I've had a very productive, exciting week. Watching the news, as always, gets me pondering, ruminating, wondering, what does it mean to be an Arab? This is a badge I wear, most often with pride. It doesn't consume my entire life, my entire identity. However, it is what most people find interesting about me, sadly. It's the biggest talking point with strangers. Oh, you're from Syria. Oh, how do you feel about that? And often leading to a brief awkward pause, followed by kind of just skimming through the details of family tragedies, and kind of trying to make a point that it's kind of an awkward thing to talk to a stranger about, isn't it? Especially when I'm at a nightclub trying to dance. And someone's asking me about what's going on in Syria. It's not really the greatest location, is it, pals? But, you know, I often get wound up by our representation in the British media, or lack thereof, because they definitely represent a certain aspect of the Middle East in very close detail, and with a lot of regular updates and reporting. However, they don't often cover the other aspects. And it gets me thinking sometimes, I love this country. I love growing up in London is a blessing, and I'm very lucky to have been born here. But I see sometimes what other cultures and races have achieved in terms of assimilation. And I get to wondering, why haven't we got the same thing? Why haven't Arabs got their own BBC radio channel? Why haven't we got a TV channel that kind of shows our fun, light-hearted, intelligent, interesting side? Why do we only ever get represented in the news when it's negative news, you know, or sad. Look, either feel how sorry you are for these people or look how scared you are of these people. That's the two kind of sides we get shown on telly. So, is it good enough to just think about it? Just talk about it? Well, it's a start. What's the next thing you can do? You create. You bring together minds, people, voices, and then you put them on a platform and then you shove it into the ether and hope that someone catches it in the nets they cast when looking for entertainment. And this is what we're up to today. Because joining me in the studio, I don't have any co-hosts today. They're both ill or something. White people problems. but I do have a room full of Middle Easterners. It's you might remember from a recent episode, we were talking about a comedy night called Arabs Are Not Funny, and where we put together an improv team called Whose Oil Is It Anyway? And by God, by gosh, me oh my oh, what do we have here? We have the cast of Whose Oil Is It Anyway? Joining us in the studio. So I'm just going to go ahead and introduce our guests. Joining us in the studio this week, oh my God, it's the incredible, indelible, intolerable cast of Whose Oil Is It Anyway?
Hello!
Welcome, welcome, one and all. Let's start to my right. Fatiha is here. Fatiha Al-Ghurri. What's up, Fatiha?
See, ladies
What's
first.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Unusual for Arab man, isn't it?
Is it, though? Is it? We're quite chivalrous in the Middle East.
Yeah,
are
whatever.
We not? Really? So right from the get-go, we're going to portray Arab men as sexist chauvinists?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine with me. We're not all like that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's no, just inherent. All. Sometimes it's hard to fight your instincts.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
How's it going, Fatiha? You good?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you.
Thanks
How are
for
you?
Joining us. Very well.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honour to
you're,
be here.
You're obviously, you're actually a really, really fantastic stand-up comedian.
Oh, thank you.
As well, I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
So,
thank you, but I'm married, sorry. I'm not really, for everyone out there, I'm not, but for him, yeah.
You motherfucker. That's Fatiha. All right, also, to her right is Utku.
Hello.
The non-Arab of the group.
Yeah.
The black sheep of the group.
Yeah, I'm actually from Turkey.
Yeah.
So, still counts, though. You know, it's Middle East-ish.
It's Middle East-ish, yeah. But it doesn't count as Arab.
No.
I've actually brought you in to tell the world that. You know,
yeah.
Stop casting Turks as Arabs in TV shows because they're not.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
No, thing. It's good. I love you, man. You're one of the cornerstones of this group. You've got a big
Literally.
Improv history.
Yeah,
run us down some of your improv chums.
Yes. So I've moved into London 6 years ago, and I've been doing improv since. And
legally.
Yeah, you've been doing some of that under the table improv. I've been noticing,
just dabbling.
Yeah, it doesn't count like bus street improv.
Yeah.
But now you're and then you got legit. So, what are some of the groups you've played with?
I play with a group called Improvable.
That's the one, Improvable.
Yes. And we will be in your podcast on January 5th.
That's right.
The plug.
That's right.
Wow. So,
thanks for making your plug this show. That's very kind.
I'll be back.
Yeah. And I've been doing improv for a long time, and I've played with Improvable, been doing like lots of festivals, looking forward to this. This is my first podcast, so
oh right,
I'm very excited.
Congratulations! Yeah. Is it your first too, Fatiha?
Yes.
And yours too, unannounced guest?
No. Oh yeah.
Oh, you've done one before.
Yeah. Not this one. Not
no, obviously.
Some other podcasts.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
but Utku, and me and Marwan, our next guest, were trying to come up with a team. You are an obvious choice, even though you weren't Arab. You're part of the mix. You're part of the story, and we needed a strong, seasoned improviser in there, and you were selected with glee and joy. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for
having
me.
It was awesome playing with you that night on Arabs Are Not Funny. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to our next show together, and that's Utku, everybody. How do you say your surname again?
Gudar.
Gudar.
You can call him Muhannad, he doesn't mind.
Good Muhannad.
Also in the studio, the founder, the head of the snake, the the creator of all evil, Marwan Mrahi. Marwan is here. What up, brother?
Ahlin wa sahlin.
Ahlin wa sahlin to you too. Which the literal translation of Ahlin wa sahlin?
Which is welcome and your family.
Oh, welcome to you and your family.
No, it's basically when you come to.
You don't know, bro.
It's an old story,
know.
But just to make it simple, it's just everyone coming to coming somewhere. We tell them you came as a basically family, and we treat you as basically you can settle here
you are
as much
family.
As you want. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So ahlan wa sahlan.
It's
like
it comes from
join the
family.
Family.
Yeah.
Ahl is the family bit.
Yes.
Family welcome.
Yes.
And ahlin wa sahlin is two Even families, two
double.
Welcomes.
Yes.
We often do that. What's another example of an Arabic word that we make into two?
I usually say marhabtain.
Marhabtain is two hellos.
Two hellos.
Hello and another hello.
We say
marhaba is hello.
We always say ala aini wa rasi.
Yes.
It's like you're welcome. You are on my head and on my eye.
Yeah, my
that
eye
means it sounds bad, but for Arabs it means you are very important for me.
Because an old, cartoonish stereotype of Arabs is when they go, a thousand greetings to you, my son. A thousand thanks to you.
Yeah.
But really, we only ever give two as a maximum. We never really give a thousand.
Sometimes we say,
they really exaggerate with their stereotypes.
Sometimes we say, marhaba bik alf marra.
Yes, yeah. No, we do say it, yeah.
That's but you're right. Can you imagine
a thousand hellos? Yeah.
Can you imagine that in English? Hello, 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 hello.
1,000 times. Yeah, we have the time. For Arabs, we have all the time.
Yeah, we got very sunshine, welcoming we got sand, people. We're just taking it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we can
down,
say hello
have a coffee.
Thousand times.
Yeah.
Let's all do it now. Let's see who's the last one standing. Ready? Go. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello,
Elfane,
hello, hello.
Cheating. Hello, hello, hello. She's got 3,000 already now. Hello, 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 hello. Marwan's given up. Marwan's given up. Hello, hello. He's out of the race. Fatih has given up. It's just me and Utku. Hello, hello. I'm the last one. I'm the most welcoming. I am the most welcoming host.
Well, you are the host, so.
Yeah. It's only, you all did that of good manners, didn't you? You didn't want to show me up.
No,
well, I appreciate
scared
that.
Of you.
That is
we thought of the listeners, actually. It's more.
At least someone has to. All right, that's our guests, everybody. Whose oil is it anyway?
Woo!
That's right, clap yourself. Go clap yourself. All right, that's enough of that. Okay, let's get on with it, shall we? Little mic, Russell. There we go. Let's play a game. Let's play a warm-up game. I like to warm up here on the show just to make sure we're on the same level. So we're going to play a little something called... I'm just actually deciding which game we're going to play.
And we're all staring at him.
Everyone's
intently.
Looking at me. Oh, yes, let's play this. We're going to play Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. The answer it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with the question. If I mention the name of the game, is Ask Me No Questions, I'll tell you no rhymes.
Indeed, it's time for Ask Me No Questions, I'll Tell You No Rhymes, the warm-up game where we rap questions at each other and then we answer the question with a rhyme. We have to rhyme with the question. Okay, so we go around the circle. So we'll go around literally in the circle. So I will ask you, Marwan, a question.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind, it might not be a question. I might just say something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your response has to rhyme with my question.
Okay,
and then in all of this has to go to the beat. That's a really important part of it. We stick to the beat. Okay, and then as soon as you've answered my question, you turn to Utku and ask him a question.
Okay.
You can start a new rhyme at that point. You don't have to. You only rhyme once.
Okay.
And then you ask Utku a question, and Utku will then respond with a rhyme. And then Utku will turn to Fatiha, ask her a question, and she will respond with a rhyme. And then she'll ask me a question, and then I'll respond with a rhyme. And we'll keep going round like that.
Okay. We'll do a couple practice rounds. And then once we're all amazing at it, we'll start eliminating. So as soon as you mess up, if you fail to rhyme, if you fail to stick in time and it doesn't sound good, like if you manage to make it sound good, I'll let it slide. Like on most of the rules, I'll let it slide if you make it sound good. Okay. And so what was I saying? So if you fail to rhyme, if you fail to stick to the beat, if you hesitate too much, whatever, blah, 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 you get eliminated. And we keep going until there's only two people left. And then we have an all-out diss battle. We just have a rap battle between those two finalists, okay? Cool. You'll each get 20. The finalists will each get 20 seconds to diss the other person as much as possible and really let loose. And whoever is the most insulted, whoever insults the most wins. Whoever I deem... We'll decide a winner democratically at the end, okay? We'll do this to a rap beat, of course. So I'll play a beat in the background. And as always, it's an Outkast beat. Here we go. There it is. Can everyone hear the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to get all your rappisms out of the way now if you want. 2016, December, Friday.
Big up.
Here we go.
Here we go. Big up yourselves. All right, Madawan, you ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. It's coming.
Hit me.
Hit you. One more time. Yo. 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 Oh. I'm the worst. I am the worst. I always forget to do this. I need to get a location. We always do it in a location. Just to inspire our raps. I am the worst at this. We're in a kitchen. Okay. Back to the beat. Here we go. We're in a kitchen. We're in a kitchen, everyone. Here we go. Yo, yo, yo. Marwan, could you please hand me the knife?
Tell me where it is. I have no clue.
Okay, let's stop right there. This is... what did he do wrong there? Anybody? Anybody?
He didn't rhyme.
Yeah, he didn't rhyme with it. No, it didn't rhyme.
What rhymes with knife? I don't know.
Life? Wife?
Life? Okay, cool.
Wife?
Okay. Cool. I did this just for the others to understand.
Knife?
Yeah, it was a good example. Yeah, it's a good example.
It's a really good example. Yeah. Let's try that again then.
Are you keeping the knife?
I'm not keeping the knife. I don't make it that easy for you, no. Here we go. It's a Friday. It's a Friday.
6:46 p.m.
Yo, 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 Marwan.
Yeah.
Is the turkey done?
Yeah, the turkey is not done, but we are having fun.
Very good, there it is.
Hey, Utku, why are you wearing a blue in the kitchen all the time?
Well, don't you know that this goes with my slime?
Okay, yeah. That'll do.
Hey, Fatiha, what you doing there with the cook pot?
Marwan and Utku, I am cooking some couscous, salal. What are you doing over there at the sink? Do I win?
Oh my God. Couldn't be worse. Every single one of you was awful at that. Fadia is my favorite, though.
Yeah.
She had
and I'm
some,
from Hackney.
She had
now.
Some
I'm
musicality
terrible.
In there.
Yeah.
Okay. Very nice attempt, everyone. We need
to have a suggestion.
A bit more streamlined.
Can we jump one line? But not basically when you ask the question. Can we have like a second or two to think? I don't
know.
Sure,
I'll give you time to think. Let me give you an example of how this game should ideally sound if we were all pros. Okay, here we go. And I'm gonna do all of you lot. Here we go. Check it out. Yo 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 yo. Marwan. What you making there? Sauce? Of course. No, wait. That was a really bad example. Let me try it again. Yo, 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 yo. Yo, Marwan. What do you put in that sauce? I put red wine, of course. Utku. Do you have an apron? Yes, I do. And I'm going to get them. Hey, Fatiha. What's in there? It is a whole entire bear. Hey, Talal. What you got with that knife? I'm going to take away your life. Marwan, we're going around again. Yes, I am, and you're my bestest friend. Hey, Utku, is that a pie?
Yes, it is. I'm going to smash it in your eye. Okay, that's how. That's the kind of pace we need here. Okay, guys? Yes. All right. Let's so. After that,
good luck.
Extremely amazing example. Let's give this another shot. One more practice. This is our last chance to practice, and then we're going to eliminate you guys. Okay. I'm assuming it will be you guys.
Yeah! Ho! K2K Radio! Fama lama lama ding dong!
Who's there?
Who's there indeed? Yo, 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 yo. Alright. Let's get a new location. New location. We are in a cafe. Alright, here we go. Yo, 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 yo. I'll make it nice and easy for you, Marwan. Alright. Yo, 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 Marwan. Tell me, what kind of tea?
Oh, Talal, everything will be good for me.
Yes.
Hey, Utku, do you want a coffee or a drink?
Hey, Marwan, I don't know, what do you think?
Very good.
Hey, Fatiha, do you think the knife is clean enough?
Sorry.
Okay, that's the end of our practice round. This is for reals now, guys.
First thing you think of, I guess, is the rhyme. So it came in my head, stuff. I would put stuff in a sentence.
Very good. Exactly.
Thank you, teacher. Thank you, sensei.
You're welcome.
Okay. Domo arigato. Okay, we're on the beach now, everyone. We're on the beach. Right. And this is the last time. We're elimination round now.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yo, Marwan, you're getting quite a nice tan.
Yes, indeed. I have no idea what to say now.
Elimination.
Out.
Okay. Marwan's out. Okay, Marwan's out. That means I'm asking you a question first. Utku, we're still at the beach. Here we go. Yo, 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 yo. You're looking kind of burnt there, dude.
Well, don't you see what would I do without food? Hey, Fatiha, what do you think with this all the sun above?
The sun above is for love, and I love you. Yeah. Do you love me? Do you want to go to the beach today, Talal?
Yes, I do, as long as our lunch is halal. Thank you very much. Yo, Utku, could you put some cream on my back?
Well, where's the frigging slack? Work? What the hell? What do you think?
I think you stink, and I think you've got a mink coat, and I think Marwan, I mean Talal, do you like?
Okay, that's an elimination. That's an elimination. That's an elimination.
Sorry, that went on for long. I should have stopped at stink, innit? Yeah.
You went too far, but you were doing really good.
Thanks, bro.
And then you just kept going. I know this is painful to listen to, but we're nearly done. All right, this is how this end bit goes. Okay, I'm going to change the beat. And Utku, it's me versus you. We're each going to get 20 seconds to diss each other.
And we were talking at the same time.
No, we're not talking at the same time. Okay. So we take turns. And then the rest of the people, you're going to vote on who the winner is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So it's good. Whenever you're ready... Here we go.
Do I assume a location?
Who's going to start? Let's flip a coin. Do we get a location? No, we don't need a location. We're just looking at each other. Yeah, let's get a location. We're two people in a boxing ring. Okay, that's our location. We're in a boxing ring, and we're going to diss-rap each other. Oh, wait. Heads or tails? It's cool.
Tails.
Tails. It's tails. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll like go second. Please.
Okay. All right. You're going to regret that. Okay, here we go. 20 seconds on the clock. 20 seconds on the clock. Avoiding the obvious rhyme with clock. Put in 20 seconds on the clock. Yo, Utku, what the fuck is this? You tried to come at me and give me a rap diss, but you don't even realize that you're gonna miss. Every punch you throw is like feeling a kiss on my face. God, you're an utter disgrace. You're a Turkish man, and I'm gonna work and this man, cause doesn't come from Pakistan, he comes from Turkey. You know that he smells like Berkey. That's a mixture of beef and turkey. My time is done. Have fun with that, son.
Whoa, Talal, I don't know where you learned that, but in Turkey we don't have things like that. Why would you think of things like that and say things like that? Because I don't agree with that. So I guess I'm trying to fill the time with something, but I'm not as good as this real rap thing. But I would like to get good at it, so that's why I'm doing it. Just so give me a break, man.
Alright! Wow! Great stuff. Alright.
Winner, Talal.
Ooh.
No, Utku.
Oh.
It's a draw!
It's a draw! Yeah! Well done, well done, well done. Let's shake hands. Very, very, very good. Well done, Utku. Well done. You stepped up Cheers. To the plate and you didn't hesitate. And now you're my closest mate.
I was going to say mate.
I like how you rhymed that like six times and then you rhymed thing like six times. Very creative. Great stuff. All right. Well, then I guess we're all warmed up. Are we all warmed up?
Yeah.
Are we all warmed up?
Yeah.
Or are we feeling kind of embarrassed and
no,
awkward?
No.
Nope.
No? Okay, great. Well, you should be. It's time now for our first official improv portion of the show. It's a little something we call Newsish.
Newsish.
That's right, it's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we read a news story from the week and then we talk about that news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about from that news story from the week. And this week's news story comes from, as always, our favorite source for incredibly in-depth and interesting news, The Mirror. Weird news by The Mirror. Thank you once again to The Mirror and everyone at The Mirror for providing us with weird news that we don't make fun of at all. Just looking for it now. Sorry, I had it on my phone, but now it's on my computer. And here it is. Okay, this is a biblical. This is a new story, guys. Biblical storm cloud of dust and rain sent by God to put a barrier between Israel and ISIS. The bizarre claims have emerged after video footage appears to show the storm stopping dead on the border of Syria and Israel. Claims are being made that a biblical storm cloud of dust and rain was sent by God to act as a barrier between Israel and ISIS. The huge storm allegedly stopped on the border of Syria and was unable to enter Israel's Golan Heights region. Footage of the strange weather phenomenon was uploaded to Facebook by Israel News Online. They claimed that the storm was an act of God or divine intervention to protect Israelis from the notorious terror group. It is believed that the storm occurred last Thursday, December 1st, at around 8 a.m. On Facebook, Israel News Online wrote,
"A weather phenomenon occurred at 8 a.m. Thursday on the other side of the Syrian border, in the same place where ISIS attacked Israel.
This strange storm of what appears to be dust, cloud, and rain did not cross the border fence into Israel. It sat
like a barrier between ISIS and Israel."
One Facebook user replied, "Absolutely the divine intervention of God, protecting Israel. Amen." Other, more cynical viewers disagreed, adding, "Actually, sorry to be boring, but it's simply a weather phenomenon." But Israel News Online hit back almost immediately, writing, "Yes, it is, of course. Now do we ask who controls the weather? Whatever the cause, it sat between ISIS and Israel and did not enter Israel." So there you go. And then I've got a comment here. "It would have been in the interest of ISIS or Daesh to have the dust cloud hovering over them, as the bomber jets cannot pinpoint the target. Also, it's common knowledge Daesh created huge oil fires of smoke to try to escape from Mosul. It seems God does not favor any country with blood on its hands." Oh, interesting. What do you think, guys? What do you think? Is it divine intervention? Is God protecting Israel from Syria? Huh? On the Israeli Golan Heights. Just any thoughts on that, folks?
Yeah, I think it's global warming. That's the effect of global warming. Yeah.
Do you remember when we had the flooding in the UK?
Yes.
And someone said, I guess, was it UKIP? He said that it's because we allowed gay marriage in the UK. This is why. Mm. And someone else said, maybe they should have more gay marriage in Africa.
Because there's no floods there.
Exactly. To have more rain, basically. Yeah. Maybe it's the reason. No?
That's really interesting. Yeah, yeah, it could be. It's like, what other weather phenomenon are people? Fatiha. You're giving me the most complicated task to do, which is trying to mime instructions to me. I'm pouring myself a glass of Coke, and she's holding up an empty bottle, instructing me to pour the Coke into the bottle. Like, that's really a complicated procedure. There are cups in there. Utku, grab her a cup, please.
Oh, thank you.
In the black bag, in that little cupboard thing, there's a black bag on the floor.
I was wrong about Arab men.
With the branded Lil Show mugs.
Chivalrous.
No, you were pissing me off. I wasn't being chivalrous there. I'm trying to talk, and you're holding a bottle up.
I'm sorry.
It's a centimeter wide hole, and you asked me to pour Coke in it from a giant bottle.
You're asking a man to multitask?
what was I thinking, eh?
It's God. It's God trying to tell me to improve my cognitive abilities.
Thank you for that. Thanks, guys.
You're thanking God for a second.
For the Coke.
Yeah.
So global warming.
Yeah, it's
maybe.
But who controls the global warming?
Maybe it was Donald Trump. Maybe that's his wall. You know what I mean? Maybe that's his weather wall. I don't know. Maybe, innit?
It's God showing Trump how a wall is made.
Yeah, technically, if they are building the wall, they will have a lot of sand, a lot of water there, a lot of if the kind of wind will come and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's going to settle, right? Like, settle and be a wall. Just all that dust and...
What I like here is the idea that... Because you said, like, the UKIP were blaming the floods on us allowing gay marriage.
Yeah.
And the Israelis are thanking God for this wall of dust. It's like, what other stupid things are people going to accredit the weather for?
Or ISIS can thank God for allowing them to be invisible. In the war. So everyone will say something that
Do you know
related
what?
To them.
Maybe the weather is just sick of how dusty the Middle East is, and it just decided to clean it up with that big gusty wind, isn't it? And that funnel hoovering it all up.
But the point why it stopped there?
Because it was tired or something.
Ding dong!
Just a moment. Hello?
Hello. God, your cleaning bill?
Oh, not again.
Yeah.
Doesn't Matthew deal with this?
Sorry, Matthew is out sick. Oh. White people problems. Mm-hmm.
I'll just have a look.
Yeah, it's going to be quite expensive.
£16,000?
Well, Middle East is quite big. And we, yeah.
Oh, come on. What's this for? What's happened?
So, we use this new technology. It was a storm to lift up all the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And we settled it as a wall. Get this. Between Israel and ISIS. We took initiative, but is that...
Oh, great. So you're protecting ISIS from these Israeli guys then?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Nice work. All right.
Thank
well, I'll pay anything to protect ISIS, of course. Yes. Do you take... check?
Yeah,
or
sure.
I can pay you in a miracle.
Oh, I love a miracle.
Yeah? What's the thing your life lacks the most?
Fish.
Hey! That's one of my easiest ones. I thought you were going to ask for something.
Hold on. It's Shabbat. We cannot have fish on Shabbat.
Oh, Jesus. Go back to your room. Why are you out here, Jesus?
What? No, but he said it's wrong.
Daddy's taking care of business here.
Take shekel. Shekel is best. It's the best. Yeah, it's
Jeez. Jeezy, we dropped this rule a long time ago. People are allowed to eat what they want on Shabbat now.
But Dad, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what kind of example am I making? No, you can't have fish. What? Anything else? How about 5,000 falafels? Is that what you like, Jesus? Is that better?
Yeah, maybe.
I can have my son whip you up a nice office desk.
Did you say whip?
Oh, cover your ears, Jeezy. No, don't bring up whips around. You know what I meant.
Yeah. Okay, falafels should be fine.
Yes?
I suppose.
May it rain falafel on your city for the next 5 years!
In the news today, it rained falafel for 5 years on top of Israel. This is an act of God to show us how much he loves us. And whatever we are doing, we should continue doing it. The end of the news.
Dad,
Israel today.
Dad, did you just see that news report, Dad?
Yes, son.
They were saying that the falafel rainstorm was an act of God?
Well, it's because
what's he trying to tell us?
because gays are getting married, so it's that's what is causing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I like falafel. But no
one. You're no longer my son.
What?
In the news today, the biggest falafel came to hit the head of two guys getting married. This is a sign of God that he does not agree with this marriage. End of the news today.
We cut to that night. There's two hospital beds. And in each hospital bed is a different guy. And their hands are reaching out to each other across the hospital beds. Sharif. Sharif, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Omar. What's wrong?
I just wanted to know I love you and we will get married, I promise. Nothing will stop us.
You better not be lying to me.
I don't care if a falafel the size of my house lands on us. I will always be loving you.
You better not be lying to me, Omar. I can't take your lies anymore.
Let's get away.
I think you planned this whole falafel thing just because you don't want to marry me.
No. Look, I love falafel. I love it. But I don't love it that much. I know. As soon as it landed on your head, I ate it. And I started choking. And you're in here with a concussion and a cracked skull. And I'm in here because I have abrasions to my throat from eating so much falafel.
You're in here because you were hungry.
Hungry for your love. The falafel was just an opportunity.
Tuk, tuk, tuk.
Oh, the doctor's coming. Come in. Don't bring your pet ferret in here, doctor. It's unhygienic.
I have a good news and a bad news.
Oh, he has a good news and a bad news, Sharif.
What is it, doctor? Tell us.
The good news is that one of you is leaving today. The bad news is that the other one will die tonight.
What?
Doctor.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just I'm sorry.
Take me. Tell me it's me. Yes. I will die.
Yes, doctor. Take him, please. Money 22.
Hold on, guys. Guys. The problem is that you have to decide who will die, who will stay alive.
What?
Yeah. You know what I will do?
Wait. How is this possible? Please explain in a
easy way. I will throw a coin and let you decide who will take it.
But why only one of us?
So, to stop this marriage, I was told I need to stop this marriage. It's the only way. Good luck. Ding!
I got it, Sharif.
Heads. Heads.
Heads.
And I'm Omar. But we're one and the same, if you ask me. As long as you're giving me heads.
Sorry, because you're so beautiful. I thought I was looking at my reflection, so I had to say my own name.
I forgive you.
I'm sorry.
Wait, don't look. Don't even look at the coin. This place clearly doesn't want us together, Sharif. I propose that we run away.
Omar,
we jump out the window.
This isn't even a coin.
What?
It is an Asda car park token. He lied to us.
He's not going to give us an option at all. Wait, what's that? It's a gigantic falafel!
Oh my God!
Rolling in!
Oh no, it's crushing us! It's crushing us!
Not again.
And scene. All right. Wow. Deep stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Damn. That's deep. Well done. it's just stupid, isn't it? Protecting us from ISIS. Like, things like this just make it, like, people make ISIS so much more dangerous than they actually are. Or am I wrong? How dangerous are they, actually? How much do we know about ISIS in this room? They're kind of, like, desperate, like, nutters, aren't they? They're not an army, right?
No, yeah, I think you're right. I think they're desperate nutters, you know, a bit like the Christmas shoppers on Oxford Street.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Running around.
I think it's more marketing than reality.
Yeah. They're not going to invade Israel, is my point.
No.
It's like this wall isn't going to stop an invasion.
No.
Right?
Correct.
Although the Golan Heights is a hot topic because that's Syrian land that the Israelis have stolen. And they've claimed it. It wasn't originally part of Israel. It's part of the recent expansion of Israel. And it's oil rich. and Murdoch and what's that guy's name? The American politician.
Rothschild, is it?
No, probably him, but his name eludes me right now. Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
They have stakes in Genie, which is an oil company, and they're digging in the Golan Heights currently looking for oil. So
isn't
it's
it supposed to be protected by the United Nations?
What, the Golan Heights?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't there supposed to be
nobody's supposed to be there. No See, activity needs to
I think this
well, there's enough people to notice a wall of dust. Yes, Fatah.
I think it lends to my theory that it's got to do with Donald Trump and his wall, because he probably needs all that oil to keep that dead animal on his head.
He's just putting walls everywhere, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He should put one round himself and keep us all at peace. If he's behind a wall, we'll all be all right.
You know, as a Syrian, I'm actually genuinely really terrified of Trump. People go, don't worry, it's America. This doesn't affect us. It's like, well, people keep talking about he's going to have the access codes to the nukes and this. Mm. He's actually said himself he wouldn't hesitate to use nukes if he felt it was necessary. And what's the first place he's going to nuke? What would be if Donald Trump was to nuke anywhere? If it's either going to be North Korea or
Middle East,
Syria. He said, I want to bomb the hell out of him. He's talking about ISIS, and that would be the first place he nukes, and that would have a devastating effect on families all over the world. It wouldn't just be an isolated. It's happening over there. It doesn't concern us.
Mm.
Think about when the Americans dropped a bomb in Japan, World War II. How that was felt across the whole world, and people are still sorrowful about that today, and it's freaking terrifying to think that could happen again, and it could happen to me.
But he's not gonna bomb ISIS, right? Because they're his biggest customer, so don't worry. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
What do you think I mean, innit? They're, you know, they sell them arms and all that, innit? So he's not gonna cut off his livelihood. He ain't. He'd rather cut the dead animal on his head than cut his livelihood.
But ISIS buy their arms from Russia, don't they?
Well, they're all in on it together, to be honest with you. It's just about keeping... They just want to keep
Of course, Trump loves Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. We'd be safe, actually. Trump loves Russia.
What, Russia, the UK? No, because we've got lots of Muslims here. They're not going to
like
that.
No, in Syria.
Oh.
When I say we... Yeah, my friends get... Sometimes I say we, I mean Syria. Sometimes I mean the UK.
Oh,
it confuses my friends too. I was actually having a conversation yesterday with Luke Valvona, my co-host, who normally sits where you are, Fatiha. Mm. And
I smell better.
I was talking about English and Arabic politics, and every time I said "we," it meant different things each time.
Yeah.
And he was looking at me, and like he stopped me after 5 minutes. Goes, Tala, I have to ask you, what do you mean by "we"? And I was like, oh yeah, I've meant both things actually. Sorry. So yeah, never listen to anything I say. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Arabs, are we happy to take a break?
Yeah.
Turks?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Go Remy. It's not. I'm only having fun at Coup.
No, you're not. He's a liar.
No, we are brothers.
He is really. He is. We are.
Yeah, Turks are Turks. I don't like Turks. What did you say?
He's just jealous because you're fairer than him. That's all it is. You know what I mean?
He is quite pale.
He's fair, not pale, man.
Sorry. Is it offensive to say Turk?
Not really. I don't find it offensive. I don't know.
What about Muhenned?
I love that, as you know.
Let's call him Muhenned.
Because it's weird, because I have a lot of Jewish friends who say Jew. Mm-hmm. And then other friends that if you say Jew, they get offensive. But also it's how you use it, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it's that, you know, like how you use it. And if it's, you know, if you mean to be derogatory, Turkish can also be derogatory, right? So,
yeah.
But
Before we go, you like the term Turk?
Yeah.
You actively like it?
Yeah, because I mean, you know, Turkish is like, you know, it's not, he's not Turk, he's Turkish, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're too white to be Turkish.
Well, people think Arab is a rude word because there's the old English meaning of Arab. It means pickpocket. It was a slang term for pickpockets. And because of that, people to this day, even though we don't use Arab to mean pickpocket anymore, people still think it's an insulting term. And there's a niggle in the back of their brain that says, oh, don't say Arab, say Arabic. But we want to take the word back and we want to make it a good word. It's fine to say Arab.
Yes.
Yeah. Arab is a good thing. It's something to be celebrated. Don't worry about offending people by saying Arab.
Before we go on break, can I tell you a little story?
Yes.
Okay. It's only little. There was I was in the supermarket the other day, and this guy goes to me, "Are you Turkish?" Because you can, as you can see, I'm quite fair, right? Yeah. As you guys can see, nobody else.
Yeah.
Just you and my many husbands.
Dr. Lisney.
So yeah, so he goes to me, "Are you Turkish?"
Fatih has in full burqa, by the way.
Yes,
we can
I
only
am.
See her eyes.
Yes, I am. And I've got another blanket and stuff underneath.
There's more layers.
Yeah,
oh
man.
My God.
Yeah.
How many layers?
About 10.
Is it like a Russian doll?
I'm not even this big.
Is
you
that
know, I look like a big girl. I'm not. These are just my burqa layers.
Is that in case, you know how people are getting assaulted in the street, like
yes.
race crimes, and they're
yes.
pulling people's burqas off and
yes.
their headscarves? Is that in case someone does that
That's
to you
right.
and there's another
go,
one underneath?
Exactly.
And you're like,
go,
surprise.
Clever. Exactly. Very. I go, ha ha. You
they,
lost.
They keep doing it until they're yeah. left with like a tiny dwarf.
Yeah. I'm only
and then you scamper off through their legs.
Long. Yeah. Like my 4-year-old niece is taller than me. I'm tiny underneath all this.
Cool. Great story.
Oh, that wasn't even
oh,
my
right,
story.
Okay.
Just hijacked it. Typical Arab, innit? Hijacking.
Shut up, woman. Tell us a story.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. So the guy goes to me, you look, are you Turkish? I said, no. And he goes to me, oh, because you're really fair. And I said, no, I'm not Turkish. He goes, I goes, I'm an Arab. And he goes to me, oh, where are you from? I said, Morocco. And he goes to me, well, that's more Africa to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bruv, you just asked me where I'm from. And I told you, like, who the hell, are you an expert on my ethnicity and cultural background?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes...
But that's also you educated him. Some people don't know that.
Yeah.
But it can be Arab and African. They're both.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
both things.
We come under both. Yeah. yeah. But I didn't. I like.
I come under both.
Can we have the break now? I need to take someone to the mosque.
Before we go on break, I want to tell you guys a quick joke. I came up with a new joke, and I need you to tell me if it's offensive or not. I think the joke sounds offensive, but it's not. If you think about it. But the most offensive thing about this joke is how terrible it is. When do Israelis never tell the truth? When do Israelis never tell the truth?
When they talk about peace?
No, that's offensive. See, it could go in any direction now. But the answer is July. That's when Israelis don't tell the truth. In July.
For the guys, people that can't see us at home, we're all crying right now. Biting our hands like a typical Arab, running our nails down our face because that was awful.
I never noticed you've had a bindi before. Oh, you've got one too. Hey, Marwan, why do you have a bindi? Why do you all have red dots on your heads?
No, that's not his red dot. That's his monobrow.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my guests! No! Okay, all three of my guests have died. We're going to have to take a quick break. They've all been shot in the head. I need to get out of here, get somewhere safe. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Go Remy. He's an Arabic-American singer, comedian. He's obviously really big on YouTube. Go Remy. Check him out. Remy is R-E-M-Y. So it's Go Remy in one word. And this is his song. I'm playing songs from his album called The Falafel Album. This is Grandma the Rap. And we'll be back in a few minutes with more Lil Show.
Just a granny trying to get a crochet on. That's right, a rap song is about to begin. Here we go. Knit one, purl two, yeah, you can see it's alright. Yeah, I be smitten with mittens, knit till I yield to arthritis. You think I'm too old to take you, well, I'ma make you a believer. I'ma take you like I go and take my monthly Boniva. You think you're better than grandma, well, it's unfounded. I'd stab you with these knitting needles, but the tips around. My phone is ringing off the hook, must be my ears knowing me. Yeah, my friends are phone terrorists. They blowing up my rotary. Calls from Gertrude Mildred. Oh, my.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to London Improv Live.
That's right. You're listening to London Improv Live, and we're back from our break. And it's me, Talal Karkouti, your host. And we've been talking. We've got our guests in the studio. Are from Whose Oil Is It Anyway? One of my proudest moments was coming up with that name. Actually, no, my sister came up with that name. It was originally going to be Whose Camel Is It Anyway? Because we did our on our live show, we did like Whose Line style short form improv. And Whose Oil Is It Anyway? It's quite a cutting political statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
and we were talking about oil, Golan Heights, Israel, and Jews a little bit. And it reminded me of another Arabic stereotype that I get a lot projected onto me. The idea that we all hate Jewish people, that we hate Jews. Well, first off, that's obviously absolute bullshit. But, you know, often I'm sitting around with my mates at dinner or pub or something, and someone makes a joke about like a Jewish person, and then someone says, oh, that's so Jewish of them, or, oh, like the Jews or something. And they'll look at me to get my...
reaction.
To get my approval. Yeah? And I'm like, no, I that's not... like, whether it's funny or not, but don't look at me as if I am going to give you permission to be racist. You know, I'm not going to approve all Jewish slander. You know, whatever we have, whatever our opinions are about Israel has nothing to do with our opinions about Jewish people.
Absolutely.
And most Jewish people don't live in Israel. And most Israelis are just regular people who just want to go about their life. It's the people at the top. It's the governments. It's the big companies that are often cause trouble for other people, not your average Joe. In Israel, in the big cities of Israel, there is a multicultural community of Arabs and Israelis, and they work together and they
and
coexist.
Even in Morocco and in Tunisia, yeah, we have a big Jewish community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in Syria,
my favorite jeweler is a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Morocco, honestly, they do the best gold. It's a husband and wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're famous in London for it as well. There's a few roads of Jewish jewelers. And that's not a bad thing. It's nothing. And when I bring up the Jewish jewelers, people go, "Oh, that's so racist of you." But I'm not making a comment. Like you go to Polish delicatessens for Polish meats. You go to a Jewish jeweler because they know what they're talking about. And that's not a stereotype. Sometimes that's just a pattern of tradition and culture, and it's absolutely normal. So people out there who collate anti-Semitism with anti-Israel, with Israeli boycotts and stuff, that's absolutely, it's offensive and annoying, and it just puts obstacles in front of progression. Like if you're gonna, it's such a double standard as well. And I just thought that was an interesting thing to talk about. Utku, any thoughts?
I don't know. I find it silly that, you know, people have that thing, and I was very surprised about the, you know, they're seeking the Arab approved seal on comments like that. So
like, it's funny. I like racial humor, I like ethnic humor, you know, and you watch Jewish comedians and half of their material is about Jewish people and stereotypes, you know, and that's not racism either. That's just them expressing themselves. So every time an Arab mentions Jewish people, don't cling on to your seats and don't, you know, put the alarms on in your head. People are people, and we talk about people, and there shouldn't be any...
I mean,
it's fucking
even
bullshit.
In terms of
it's fucking bullshit, Marwan!
Even in terms of humor, it's like, basically, there is a difference between making fun of the people, or basically, it's like an English person will make a joke about a Scottish person, or Irish, or things like this. I think there's a difference between making fun of it, we call them our cousins. I mean, they are technically our cousins. I mean, as Jews, and the thing is that, so there is difference between the religion or the politics and the people.
Yeah,
and that's it. So I mean, we have interactions with them all the time.
We have
and
so
things
much
like
in
this.
Common.
Yeah, they, ma- so they make jokes about Arabs and we make jokes about them. But it doesn't mean that this is like racist in terms of racist.
In terms of intention.
Exactly, yeah. So it's just people.
Everyone
needs
to calm down.
Yeah.
A little.
Let me tell you a funny story.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Go ahead, Fatima.
I was getting chatted up by a guy once, right? Mm. That's when I didn't wear the niqab, by the way. I don't wear the niqab for any single gorgeous man out there. I don't wear the niqab.
Yeah, she does. She's got 16 layers. We've already discussed this.
So this guy was like chatting me up, yeah? And then he goes, what's your name? So I told him, Fatiha. And he goes to me, are you Muslim? And I said, yeah. And he goes to me, are you? He goes, I'm Jewish. Should we fight? And I said to him, yalla!
Did you run away?
Yes. No, I didn't really scream that at him. I just laughed. But yeah, no, you know, yeah. Whatevs, man, whatevs. I thought this was supposed to be like comedy, man. Come
it
on.
It is. I'm just thinking, should we do a scene on this or should we move on?
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's cool. You want to start a scene?
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi. Ding dong.
You love a ding dong.
I do.
It's a ding dong man. The ding dong man is
ding
here.
Dong. Hey, don't talk to me like that. What do you mean ding dong? I'm just trying to walk down the road here. That's called catcalling.
Well, but your earrings are making that noise. Ding dong when you're walking, so
typical man.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on here then, chaps? This
filthy Arab was calling out to me in the street, and it makes me uncomfortable because we all know that Arabs are misogynists.
Right, let me just call my partner, who's a bit more better at dealing with situations.
Officer, I can explain all this. You don't have to call your partner or anything. I was just making a nice comment about this lady's earrings.
Let me have a look. Do you know what? They are pretty earrings, love.
Yeah.
Were they made
so
by
what's
you?
Thanks. So what's your name?
My name's Martin.
All right, my Officer Martin. I like a man in uniform.
What's your name, Treacle?
Oh, my name. My name's Louise.
Oh, my ex-wife
Louise
was called Louise.
Goldstein.
Oh, is that why you're all sparkly and gold?
Maybe. For you.
All right, get out of here, filthy Arab. We've got some news to talk about.
But I was... Okay.
Yes, right.
Bye.
Don't talk to me. He did it again, officer. He's assaulting me.
Right, come here, you.
He said I'm bi. He's saying that all Jews are just flip frivolous sexual predators.
Come here, you. How dare you talk
officer,
to my
I
wife
said no
like
such
that?
Thing.
You. Oh. 1 week. Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Sunny holiday.
Ship him off. Beat him up, officer. Beat him off first. Are you going to beat him up for me? I'll get so juicy.
Oh,
do
you know what? It's 6 o'clock. Yeah, my shift's finished. Oh. See you later. Oh.
Officer.
1 week later in Guantanamo. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend.
No, 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 friend.
So easy. You're not supposed to be enjoying this.
Well,
this is a form of torture.
This is my favorite song, though.
What?
Yeah.
You like Spice Girls? He's a pervert. We got a pervert in here.
No.
Hello. What's going on here, then?
You're the one who arrested this perv, aren't you?
I did. What's the problem here?
He's singing along to the torture music. He's getting all turned on. Look at his pathetic little erection.
I'm just enjoying myself, officer. I don't know. Don't you like the beat?
Yeah, Arabs are very tough. I had a long experience with torturing Arab. Even electricity, he will enjoy electricity.
They're used to it, aren't they?
Yeah, you can put him like in a barrel of oil and he will drink all of it and he will tell you it's for health reasons. Man, we tried everything. We didn't get anything from them. He will never learn. What did he do?
Do you know why they don't give you nothing, Mr. Mohammed? It's because... they are in 3,000 layers of burkas, that's why.
Oh,
really? I thought he was a man.
He is a man, but he's got all them layers on to protect him.
Yeah, Arabs, you can't tell between... They're like dwarves from Lord of the Rings. You can't tell the difference between man, really? Male and a woman Arab.
I thought all that is hair.
No, it's his burka. All right, let's start
really?
Ripping out...
It's so how dark. I protect myself,
I'll start
you know?
Ripping off his burkas.
Go on. Go on. You will never reach the car.
Oh, no, he's enjoying it.
2.5 hours later. All right. This is the last one. You guys are all ready to catch whatever's under this?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Whoosh. Huh? Oh, no. It's Bin Laden. He's back.
Hello.
we thought you're dead. We killed you ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we thought.
Oh, not me. I was watching EastEnders back in East London.
He's just vanished into a puff of smoke.
Whoa.
Puff.
Those Arabs are mysterious, aren't they?
Wow. Yeah.
I guess it's just another Arabian night. Arabian night.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Tell me, Jasmine, when did you last let your heart decide? One step ahead of the good time. Three steps ahead of the crowd. Four steps, always gonna shout out loud.
Did a ding, ding, ding.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble. Well, goodness gracious me. It turns around that every time a man is next to me, a flush come to my face and my heart begins to race. It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, boom, boom. Dammarodam, Ichibarodam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. I know, Indians aren't Arabs. Okay. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. That was Daddy Issues. It's time for Daddy Issues.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
That's right. It's time for Daddy Issues, the portion of the show where I play a pre-recorded interview with my father, Mustafa Karkouti. And then after the interview, we have a chat and then do some improv based on the interview. Okay? My dad is a great man. He's a journalist. He's also a bit of an adventurer. He's done everything in his life. He's been everywhere and he's a pretty amazing guy. Most people seem to think so. I don't quite agree, but there we go. And we sit down, we play a game of word association, and then if anything interesting comes up, I ask him follow-up questions, okay? So here we go. This is Daddy Issues, so we're going to go to me now in the kitchen with my dad. Here we go.
Hi, me, thanks. I'm here with me, and of course, my dad is back. Hi, Dad.
Hello.
Mustafa Karkouti in the flesh.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It looks interesting. What are you doing there?
it's very difficult to explain by word.
Is it?
You have to have a camera looking at
you. Do I? No, you can explain pretty easily. What is it?
This is a long aubergine.
You're holding a long aubergine.
It's about 20 centimeter long. No. Yeah, 20 centimeter.
Okay.
I'm devout.
You what?
What's the word? Devouring it?
No, you're not devouring it. That would be eating it.
No.
You're hollowing it out.
I'm hollowing it out.
You're preparing it to get stuffed.
I'm getting the inside of the aubergine out, as I did previously with the courgette.
And then
we stuff it with some rice, vegetable. Well, this time it's going to be vegetarian meal, no meat in it.
Well, it's I'm helping my wife.
Rice. Tomato, herbs.
All right.
Garlic.
And all of the insides, they go and they make baba ganoush with it, don't they?
No, the inside is rubbish. You go in rubbish. Baba ganoush, something else.
What do you mean? That's what you make baba ganoush
no,
for?
No, baba ganoush, you put the aubergine in the oven.
You chop up the actual aubergine?
The whole aubergine in the oven, then you smash it with tahina, lemon,
garlic. I thought it was just the insides.
No. The whole of it. Well, yes, you take the skin off.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to make
So you can't do anything with that?
No.
Okay. Anyway, all right, we're going to play word association. And if something reminds you of a story to tell us, then tell us a story, or I might prompt you. So I'll say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to your head. Okay, Dad, are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, your first word is vampire.
Blood.
Agent.
State.
Hockey.
Sport.
Okay. Astrology.
Space.
Mm-hmm. So you know the difference between astrology and astronomy?
I think so.
Okay.
Look at that.
What's which one is which? Astrology and astronomy.
Astronomy is the going to space, right?
Kind of. Astronomy kind of. Is the study of
study
space.
Of space.
Yeah.
And astrology is the science of space.
The size of space?
Science.
Science? No, that's astronomy.
Astronomy.
So astro is star. Onomy is the study of.
Mm-hmm.
Astrology, so astro is star, and ology is the religion of, the belief of. So that's about star signs.
I see, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Aquarius,
yeah,
Cancer,
something I don't believe,
Aries.
Something I don't believe.
What are your thoughts on that?
On
astrology?
It's totally rubbish. I never believe in that. Though sometimes I read my sign, which is balance. So,
why do you bother reading yours?
Well, because of the influence of the environment in which I live in. Everybody seems to be mad about that, even though I really don't believe in it, because it's all total of rubbish. It needs just clever script writer to choose some nice word and sometimes worrying word.
Well, they can be inspiring sometimes,
no,
or informative.
Don't go into that. It can't be anything. It's fun. No more, no less, I think. But some people take that seriously,
yeah.
Really. And they build their future on it.
Well, some people take other religions seriously as well.
Well,
how do you compare astrology to Christianity, Judaism, Islam?
A great difference. There's a great
Why?
Difference.
They're almost as old as each other.
Well, maybe they are as old as, but the contents, the philosophy, it's all different. You know, it's religion's supposed to be a revelation coming from somewhere, from God into mankind, but astrology is not. A symbol of that. Don't you agree?
I don't want to
go into that.
Well, I do, but I don't. Well, I you know, I think.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that one should believe in that or not. That's another story.
Yeah.
But as far as the given knowledge, the available knowledge, religions are some form of revelation which came through some mysterious way to human. Whether you believe in that or not, that's another story.
Whether you believe in the mysterious side of it.
Yeah.
The magical side of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there seems to be a lot more knowledge in major religions than astrology.
Oh yes, of course. Of course, I mean, religions, you
like
can...
They touch on science and philosophy and government, don't they, in religion?
Not only that, I mean, you know, you can create drama, you can create theatre, film of religion. The story of Jesus Christ, how many times it has been on the stage, whether in a musical form or otherwise.
Yeah.
Also, the
but
other.
You know that astrology is rooted in if I'm correct, I think it's Greek mythology. So, like, each star sign has a story, has a tale behind it, and those tales come with morals. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You look at the constellations. That's how they told stories to each other in the Greek times. They would look at the star, collection of stars, and they would make the shape of, say, an archer or a warrior or a lion or a crab. And those characters would have stories. There's more depth to it than you think. It's not just a column in a newspaper.
No, of course not. Certainly not. But
there's been...
But, you know, this is, in modern time, is... classified or considered to be outdated because
ancient.
It's ancient.
Well, lastly, so do you think now, Yanni, I know you're reacting off the cuff and you're saying, you know, what's on the tip of your tongue, but really thinking about it, Do you think, and I'm not trying to imply anything here, I'm just, we're in this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you think that actually something like astrology, which many people do view, dismiss and view as silly, you know, hocus pocus, is that fair though? Don't you think it deserves as much respect as any belief system?
Of course it does. No, I did not rubbish it altogether. Hmm. No, 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 certainly not. All what I said, it is ancient, it's outdated. There's a lot of other things. I mean, for example, religions themselves are nearer to the modern time, if you like. They are about couple of thousand years old, while astrology, it's something else. So, and the difficulty of the subject itself, and since it's not really touching day-to-day life, people, they become just simply outdated. That's it. But they are relevant.
Well, day-to-day life, they're in the newspaper every day. It's actually more day-to-day than anything. Well, okay, so a lot of young people get into astrology and witchcraft and these kind of things. What would you say to, like, a teenager who is getting really into astrology and every day they look at the stars and they look in their books and they try to figure out how they should behave day by day?
They are desperate.
What would you say to them?
Yeah, well,
if it was your child, your son or daughter?
Well, I would certainly advise them to read novels, watch television, you know, get nearer to reality as close as they can, because, you know, they will not get solutions through that if they are looking for solutions.
You heard it here, Astro Freaks. Wake up! Open your eyes, man! Step into the now! Thank you very much, Mustafa.
You're welcome.
Take care. Welcome. Back to you, me.
Thanks, me. Thanks a lot, me. All right. That was my dad, Mustafa, there. Woo! With the, I was going to say wise words, but I don't know. I'm not sure about that one. Yeah, there's lots of wisdom in everything he says, but, you know.
Well, I think, you know, your point is...
What the hell does anyone know?
Interesting in that, you know, like, what makes astrology less valid than, you know, the major religions?
Yeah, or witchcraft, or Jedis, or whatever. Well, maybe not Jedis, but whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I just thought, yeah, I thought that was interesting, because his initial reaction was like, oh, it's rubbish, forget about it. When he, you fail to remember that there's hundreds of years, or maybe thousands of... Yeah. And they use a lot of maths in astrology to figure out what it all means, don't they?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought it was interesting. Yeah, what?
No, I was just going to say, everybody's beliefs should be respected. So then, because if you respect everybody, then everybody will respect you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So whether you agree or believe or not, it's not hurting you. Not, I'm just saying in terms of the people out there, not regards to your dad.
Don't worry.
I'm just saying, like, you know, so if we respect each other, then we can believe whatever we want, and we should. Because if, like I said, if you start limiting, saying yours is rubbish, yours is good, then someone's going to do the same to you.
Yeah.
And then here we get an outbreak of, you know, unrest and other nonsense like that.
Because in the end, we have to admit that we can't all be right. And yeah, or can we?
Oh, I don't know. Let me ask my husband.
But we like, in terms of world religions, there's either going to be one right answer, either one of them is right or none of them are, right?
Yeah, but I guess what's right is what matters to you. So if
well,
so
what I mean is what's actually true.
I don't know you. I don't think you can ever say that, you see. Like, not say that. I don't think you can ever, because everybody believes their way is the right way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you look, regardless of religion, just look at the way you drive, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, like when you nearly threw us over a bridge the other day as we were going to a gig.
Yeah, I should have closed the door. I'm sorry.
You know, so you believe your way is the right way. And when I'm driving, I believe my way is the right way. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
But in the end, there is a right of way, and that's the right way.
True.
Gather round, all right. City council meeting in
Kilburn.
In Kilburn, yes. Gather round. Well done. Thanks for reminding me of that, Steve.
You're welcome.
All right, today's meeting is... Thanks, Steve. So today's meeting is a very specific one. We are talking about religion. Today's meeting, we are considering what and what will not be considered real religions. We have all the Abrahamic faiths. We have Buddhism. We have Hinduism. These are all registered religions, and Sikhism, of course.
And Jedis.
This is what we're getting to. So you've all come here with your arguments to back up why your religion should be included in the official Kilburn list of religions, and therefore all your religious holidays will be put into the calendar, and your jobs will be legally inclined to give you time off when your religion asks for it. So I guess as you've you're standing up, so let's let you start. Please introduce yourself and introduce your religion. Thank you.
Hello, my name is John, and I think...
Hi, John, everyone.
Hi, John.
Thank you. And I'm a Jedi. And do not laugh. Do not laugh at the back.
Sorry. It's just funny. Sorry.
It's not funny. It's a real...
Absolutely.
Force is the force that binds us all. Mm-hmm. So I would like to be considered very seriously. And I need to take a sabbatical from my work for 5 years to take up my Jedi training.
Okay,
and I should be getting paid while I do this.
Now, many arguing here that your religion's source is from a work of fiction, which is it never proclaimed to be a truthful. Star Wars never claimed to be a documentary. It's always been a fiction. So what are your arguments to including Jedi into the...
In the beginning of Star Wars, it says, millions of years ago in a galaxy far, far away. That makes my religion the oldest one in the universe.
That's, of course, when George Lucas rejigged the movies and added the new special effects. He also changed the opening line to millions of years ago. We all know that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, very interesting. Anyone else? Any arguments? Would anyone like to say anything? Yes.
Hello, it's Steve here again.
Hey, Steve.
I want my religion to be accepted as a religion in this office and this council.
Okay, moving on to Steve's religion. What might that be then? Would you
it's
like to tell
the
us?
Vampirism.
Vampirism?
Yeah. I discovered that I cannot leave the house in the morning during the day. I'm more productive during the night. And the light burns my skin. I have to put a lot of cream.
Have you, Steve, ever bitten someone and sucked their blood until you felt rejuvenated and then flown off into the night?
Well, it's actually the opposite. So every day I give my arm to my dog, Flash. I and every time he sucks anything, I feel good. I feel good. So I cannot leave the house without his blessing.
So I think you might be getting confused there, Steve. You're feeling lightheaded and dizzy from lack of blood, and you're bleeding out and feeding your dog human blood. So that might be the cause of your
what?
Your
are you a doctor now? I thought you were the council head.
Well, absolutely. I'm not a doctor. You're right there, Steve. I'm actually I work
I feel absolutely
in the nursery.
Fine. And my request is absolutely valid.
Absolutely, we respect all religions here.
Thank you.
But my only argument there is that you can believe in vampirism and not be a vampire. I'm absolutely fine with that. And so you're saying that your dog is a vampire?
I don't know if my dog is a vampire, but he has long teeth.
Okay, Steve, very interesting. Okay, that's in the minutes now. Anyone else would like to present a new religion to be added to the?
Yes, I've got one.
Oh, hi.
Hi, my name is Shuka.
Hi, Shuka.
Hi, Shuka.
Hello, Shuka.
Hello, guys. And I have, my religion is the religion of Coca-Cola. So like the Muslims have their halal, I have Coca-Cola, which I must drink 3 times a day. So I request that you give me 3 breaks a day, please. Lunchtime and then... A little bit after.
We're not your employers, but these are the requests that will be put forward to your employers. But that's very interesting. So you only drink Coca-Cola made products. So does Fanta count? Because that's made by Coca-Cola?
No, it has to be black.
Oh, so it has to be a Coke, an actual one of the Coke, yes. Diet Coke, vanilla Coke, cherry Coke, yes. These are all fine?
Yes, it has
and
to
you
be
can't
that.
Drink any other liquids?
No, that's all I drink.
Where does
every
this belief
day.
Come from? Where did this begin? What's well, the origin story of this religion?
Basically, one Christmas, I saw the advert, the Coca-Cola, and they say, holidays are coming, holidays are
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, we all remember that one, don't we? Yes.
And mm-hmm. It mesmerized me, and... So I believe that the Coca-Cola is coming and soon to the world, and therefore we must respect this.
Now this is okay. So I really don't want to offend you.
So don't.
Okay, but I have to speak my mind. This is a council meeting. We have to share our ideas here and come to some sort of agreement. Okay.
Okay.
But this is clearly from a corporate. Advert. This is a more than Star Wars. I would say this. The source of this religion is from a work of fiction. I really don't know how to break this to you, but it sounds like you've been completely hypnotized and suckered in to the advertising. That Coca-Cola.
Suck,
sorry. Yes. Sorry.
You're
Steve.
Insulting my religion.
Sorry.
Now.
But do you see what I mean? I'm saying here, like well, these adverts are made to penetrate your mind. And to make you buy their products. Do you not feel like you're feeding a corporate monster by spreading the word of this religion?
Well, I do feel hypnotized from the holidays are coming, holidays are coming,
coming.
And all the lights, all the lights make me feel hypnotized.
Holidays are coming.
Holidays are coming.
I can't stop now. Holidays are coming.
Here,
we're all doing it. Holidays are coming. Why can't we...
Have a
sudden
glass of Coke. Like
yeah,
it.
I can't. I have an urge to just drink Coke. I can't.
Yes.
Yes. Anyone some Coke?
Drink.
Yes, please. Yeah, I'll have some more Coke. Thanks.
How do you feel?
Amazing.
Spectacular.
The force is a lie.
Yes. Come to me.
The holidays are coming.
Holidays.
They are. Holidays are coming.
Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
All praise the polar bear of Coke. Coca-Cola, may Coca-Cola be blessed and may it grace your families.
May Coca-Cola be with you all the time.
May the Coke be with you. May the force be with you. And may the dog be with you.
The wolf.
It's a wolf now.
It's in between.
That's the second testament.
Okay, well, I feel
of
like
his
we've...
faith.
I feel like the holidays are coming, and they're coming for us all. And we yes. shall, from now on in Kilburn, take 3 breaks a day to drink a glass of Coke product.
Yes.
And work at night.
And we'll be so pumped up by the sugar and caffeine that we can't help but work at night.
Yes.
Nobody sleeps.
Okay. But I'm still going on my sabbatical.
Cheers, everyone!
Yay!
Cheers.
Happy holidays!
Cheers.
Great stuff. All right. Whose oil is it anyway? It's been a pleasure having you here. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for having us. It's been great.
We'll do this again sometime.
Definitely. Would love to.
I'd love to give you an opportunity to promote or direct our listeners to anything that you'd like. Marwan, would you like to promote anything?
If you can search for Arabs Are Not Funny online on yeah. Facebook and everywhere, and we'll have shows in the future. And also I'm trying to create a Facebook page for Whose Oil Is It Anyway. You can follow us. You'll find the link on the little show website and Facebook page.
Well, by the time this podcast comes out, yeah. I'm hoping the page will be ready by then. Yeah. Oh wait, excellent. We'll drop links.
Follow us.
Support
us.
Yeah. Yes. For a change, don't run away from us. Follow us.
Only if you see Talal, then run. He's got a big beard
and a taser.
7-foot beard and a gold Lamborghini. Typical Arab.
Typical.
It's good.
I mentioned my group Improbable earlier, and I'm going to plug again. January 6th. We are going to be on this same very podcast.
But where can people find Improbable online? Twitter, Facebook?
We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Website,
improbable.org. Improbable.org?
Yes.
Very cool. And what's your Twitter handle?
The Improbable.
The Improvable.
Yep, and our, you can just search for Improvable on Facebook to find us. Our next show is on January 11th in a pub called Colonel Fawcett. So
excellent. And all info for that will be on the Facebook, on improvable.org.
Yes, it will be.
Excellent. Thanks for coming down, Utku.
Thank you.
Yeah, do check out Improvable. Very cool, colourful, vibrant group, and hilarious. And of course, Fatiha, what would you like to promote, my love?
So, yes, you've been calling me Fatiha Al-Ghori, which is my Arabic name. My English name is Fatiha Al-Ghori. you can find me on Facebook and Twitter. It's the same handle, Fatiha Al-Ghori. And I do stand-up comedy, and I do wear a scarf, for real. So, yeah, come and see me, because I kind of like breaking boundaries and taking the mickey out of being Muslim and British-born and Moroccan and everything like that.
I'm going to say now, Dr. Lisney, Fatiha's stand-up is incredible. I really recommend it. She's so funny. But how do you spell it? Let's just spell it.
So Fatiha is, it's Fatiha, not Fatima. Okay, let's just get that straight. Not Fahita and not Malala.
Okay.
So it's F-A-T-I-H-A. That's my first name. And El-Ghori is E-L-G-H-O-R-R-I. Are you going to ask me for my PIN number next or something?
Only if you want me to.
So thank you. And thank you, Talal, for having us.
Oh,
thank
pleasure.
You, Little Show, for having us.
Thank you, Lil Show.
Lil. I can't speak.
Thanks, Fatiha Al-Ghri. it's been a pleasure. Guys, that's been great. Please, my plugs are just follow us on Twitter at The Lil Show. Mm-hmm. Go to our website, thelilshow.com. Go to Facebook, The Lil Show, and check out our web series. It's really funny. It's called Gilding the Lil. It's on The Lil Show's YouTube page. So go to The Lil Show on YouTube. Find our web series. Watch it from the start. Colin Mockery's in it. And it's another guest. And it's really funny. I'm really proud of it. So please check it out and share it. Tell your friends about this podcast. And that's it, folks. We're going to leave you though that. Take care of each other. Please be nice. This week, show one sign of respect for someone different to you. That's a little homework for you. Find someone who's different to you, and then go up to them and point out why they're different. Make sure they know how they're different, and then tell them why you like it, and then snatch their burqa and run away.
That melted my heart, I have to say. Yeah. That's lovely.
And I'm really leaving you with Go Remy's version of Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. It's really funny. Don't be offended. It's an Arab singing about Arabs, so you can't be offended. I'm not allowing you to be offended. it is offensive. I love you guys. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Be nice. Take care, and that's it. Lil Show out.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Woo.
Well, they sing about the cut-off jeans and yoga pants a lot. But why don't they ever sing about the full decked-out hijab? What about those guys who only want a girl who has niqab? This guy knows. Yeah, this guy knows. Never been into girls with their tail out. We don't think only hijab is sharp. And while we're not in favor of bailout, you could say that we're big fans of tarp, tarp, tarp. Ooh! I can't see your face when I'm with you, and I love it, and I love it. Oh, I can't see your face when I'm with you, and I love it, and I love it. Oh, I'll say bikini is the best. I think it's.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.